Syrian refugees flee uncertainty and horror in droves. Illegal missionary activity lands believers in hot water in Kazakhstan. And do you know how to turn your church into a furnace? We'll provide the details and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israeli attacks and the recent horrors of finding yet another mass grave in an Aleppo canal are part of what's driving more people towards Syria's borders. Well, that and the fact nobody knows who the enemy is anymore. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
I wish I could point, you know, who's the bad guy, who's the good guy, but that's the problem, and that's why a lot of people flee. Nobody knows who's who, and fear of safety, fear for their children, fear for their families and future. A lot of times it's women and children coming out, but more and more it's the men too coming because they've got to protect their families as they come.
BGR partners have four ministry sites in neighboring countries where they're handing out food, clothing, blankets, and more.
Most of the work that we do goes through local partners who are of the same language, the same culture, but they're followers of Christ, and they become the hands and feet, you know, the hands being the things that take care of the feet, bringing the good news and the message of the gospel.
And they're responding. It's overwhelming, though. Can you help? There are details at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Operation Mobilization has issued a call to prayer for Jordan. The country's being overwhelmed by 300,000 refugees from Syria. Local Kurdish believers are reaching out to the refugees, some taking them into their homes. Others are distributing aid packages. Ask God to provide for physical needs. Emotionally, many refugees are shell-shocked, so pray they would turn to Christ for peace and comfort during this difficult ordeal for them and for their nation. This is Mission Network News. It's been a year since Kazakhstan expanded its religion law, and more people are being punished for their faith. Forum 18 News says several large fines have been handed out since August, and two more are pending for local Baptists. The fines are equal to about 7 months' wages. According to Forum 18, believers are being punished for illegal missionary activity. Pray boldness for Christians throughout Central Asia. Pray the crackdown on Christianity would end. Meanwhile, one group's talking to teens about sex.
We want to challenge American teenagers to take a good hard look at their own sexual choices. They care about human trafficking. They care about pandemic disease like AIDS. They care about all of these social justice issues. Yet studies are showing that they're engaging in the same behavior that's causing those issues around the world.
Biblica's Brian Carlson says they'll reach U.S. teens through a video curriculum youth pastors can use to teach abstinence. It's called Flipped.
The United Nations has called the AIDS pandemic the greatest human crisis of our time. And we do need to respond to that as a church. But I would also say we're having a moral pandemic in America among our teenagers.
Learn more at our website. Pray more American teens would say,
I'm not going to live for the cultural norms. I'm going to honor God with my choices when it comes to sex.
And how would you like your church to become a blast furnace of prayer? The Southern Baptist International Mission Board has created a new position to help you do just that. Dr. Gordon Fort will now be heading up the IMB School of Prayer for All Nations. Its purpose? IMB President Tom Eliff says,
we are establishing here at our training center a school of prayer for all nations where anybody, any church can come or send representatives.
He adds that people who come to the training center can hear the finest teachers on prayer in the nation or in the world.
They can discover how to go back to their church and develop a prayer ministry that turns evangelical church in America into a blast furnace of prayer.
Pray that through prayer mobilization and training, more people will go to the nation, spreading the good news of Christ. In the words of Eliff,
we don't dare send people out without praying for them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Want a great Christian biography? Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Today's the last day to get it. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.